Chapter 6. How to be a successful business person. Adapted from the Wall Street Journal.
Have you ever wondered why some people are successful in business and others are not? Here's a story about one successful business person. He started out washing dishes, and today he owns 168 restaurants. Zubair Qazi was born in Bhatkal, a small town in southwest India. His dream was to be an airplane pilot, and when he was 16 years old, he learned to fly a small plane. At the age of 23, and with just a little money in his pocket, Mr. Qazi moved to the United States. He hoped to get a job in the airplane industry in California. Instead, he ended up working for a company that rented cars. While Mr. Qazi was working at the car rental company, he frequently ate at a nearby KFC restaurant. To save money on food, he decided to get a job with KFC. For 2 months, he worked as a cook's assistant. His job was to clean the kitchen and help the cook. "I didn't like it," Mr. Qazi says, "but I always did the best I could." One day, Mr. Qazi's two co-workers failed to come to work. That day, Mr. Qazi did the work of all three people in the kitchen. This really impressed the owners of the restaurant. A few months later, the owners needed a manager for a new restaurant. They gave the job to Mr. Qazi. He worked hard as the manager, and soon the restaurant was making a profit. A few years later, Mr. Qazi heard about a restaurant that was losing money. The restaurant was dirty inside, and the food was terrible, greasy, and undercooked. Mr. Qazi borrowed money from a bank and bought the restaurant. For the first 6 months, Mr. Qazi worked in the restaurant from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. He and his wife cleaned up the restaurant, remodeled the front of the building, and improved the cooking. They also tried hard to please the customers. If someone had to wait more than 10 minutes for their food, Mrs. Qazi gave them a free soda. Before long, the restaurant was making a profit. A year later, Mr. Qazi sold his restaurant for a profit. With the money he earned, he bought three more restaurants that were losing money. Again, he cleaned them up, improved the food, and retrained the employees. Before long, these restaurants were making a profit too. Today, Mr. Qazi owns 168 restaurants, but he isn't planning to stop there. He's looking for more poorly managed restaurants to buy. "I love it when I go to buy a restaurant and find it's a mess," Mr. Qazi says. "The only way it can go is up."